The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Marta Figueredo, PhD. #MDA2021, Evrysdi safe in SMA patients previously given other therapies. Treatment with Evrysdi or risdiplam is safe and increases the levels of SMN, the missing protein in spinal muscular atrophy, in children and adults who previously received other SMA-targeted therapies, according to updated data from the Jewelfish clinical trial. These findings were presented recently in a poster titled, Jewelfish: Safety and Pharmacodynamic Data in Non-Naive Patients with Spinal Muscular Atrophy Receiving Treatment with Risdiplam, at the 2021 MDA Virtual Clinic and Scientific Conference held March 15th through 18th. The data was presented by Claudia A. Chiriboga, MD, a pediatric neurologist who is following Jewelfish participants at the Columbia University Irving Medical Center trial site. Evrysdi, developed by Roche and its subsidiary, Genentech, in collaboration with PTC Therapeutics and the SMA Foundation, is an oral, flavored liquid therapy designed to boost the production of functional SMN protein, which is impaired in SMA patients. In August, it was approved in the U.S. as the first oral and at-home treatment for adults and children 2 months and older with all types of SMA. Similar decisions soon followed in Brazil, Chile, Ukraine, South Korea, Georgia, and Russia. Evrysdi may also be close to approval in the European Union, following a positive recommendation by an arm of the European Medicines Agency, and is under regulatory review in 30 other countries. The approvals were based on positive safety and effectiveness data from the ongoing Phase 2-3 Firefish and Sunfish trials, which are evaluating Evrysdi in a total of 221 patients, 1 month to 25 years old, with SMA types 1, 2, and 3, who received no prior disease-modifying therapy. The fully enrolled Phase 2 Jewelfish trial is assessing Evrysdi's safety, tolerability, pharmacokinetics, and pharmacodynamics in SMA patients ages 6 months to 60 years who were treated previously with other SMA-targeting therapies. Patients are given Evrysdi once a day. The study enrolled 174 patients with great diversity in terms of age, SMA type, motor function, and previous treatment. Participants' mean age was 14 years, and 62% had SMA type 2, 29% were diagnosed with type 3 disease, and 9% had type 1, the most severe form. One-third were unable to sit, 57% were sitters, and 9% were able to walk. Most participants had scoliosis, a sideways curvature of the spine. A total of 84 patients were treated previously with Genentech's investigational compounds such as olasoxime and RG7800, the precursor of Evrysdi, 76 with Biogen's Spinraza, the first approved SMA-targeted therapy, and 14 with Novartis one-time gene therapy, Zolgensma. The most commonly reported reason to begin Evrysdi treatment was challenges with treatment administration directly into the spinal canal for the Spinraza group and hopes of additional benefit for the Zolgensma group. Lack of previous treatment efficacy was the main reason to initiate Evrysdi in 18% of Spinraza-treated patients and 14% in Zolgensma-treated patients. One patient withdrew from the study before receiving Evrysdi, meaning that the treated population included 173 participants. As of July 31, treatment duration ranged from less than a month to more than 3 years, and most participants had received Evrysdi for more than 6 months to a year. Those who previously received Zolgensma had the shortest treatment duration, while those previously given RG7800 were treated with Evrysdi the longest. Most participants experienced an adverse event, and 16% had an Evrysdi-related event, including one serious side effect, abnormally fast heartbeat, which was resolved with ongoing treatment. No Evrysdi-associated side effects led to treatment discontinuation. The therapy's safety profile was generally consistent with that reported in other Evrysdi trials of patients not previously treated with an SMA disease-modifying therapy. Most common adverse events included upper respiratory tract infections, fever, headache, diarrhea, nausea, and common cold and rash. In addition, Evrysdi led to rapid and sustained increases in SMN protein levels in all non-naive patients, the researchers noted in the poster. Importantly, SMN levels were increased by at least twofold among participants previously treated with Spinraza or Zolgensma, highlighting the therapy's potential to boost SMN production even after other approved SMA therapies. This raise in SMN levels was consistent with data from both Firefish and Sunfish trials. Jewelfish data for exploratory efficacy goals will be presented after all patients have been treated for a minimum of 1 year, the researchers noted. The therapy's clinical program also includes the Phase 2 Rainbowfish study, which is currently enrolling newborns up to 6 weeks old with a genetic diagnosis of SMA, but no evidence of symptoms at several sites across 9 countries, including the U.S.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today content creator. My wheelchair is elevating as I have scissors in hand to turn off the bathroom light switch. Why is scissors, you ask? Because it's within reach and the handle loops around the switch, helping pull it down. A pasta spoon works too, but I don't keep one of those in the bathroom. It's not a room I have automated yet. Still, 5 months ago, it would have been tricky turning off the light because my old chair didn't elevate. It got me thinking how much technology has evolved in my lifetime, and I'm excited to see where it goes in the future. As a kid, my version of a PlayStation was playing on the dining room floor. With the wall behind me and the hutch next to me for support, I sat independently. Of course, it wouldn't be any fun without my favorite toys close at hand. With my little red tape recorder and cherished stuffed bunny, I would listen to Alvin and the Chipmunks for hours while Bunny hopped to the music. Never very high, because, you know, bunnies are modest and don't need to show off. It had nothing to do with how high I could reach. How Santa knew the buttons on the cassette player needed to be easy to press is beyond me. Nevertheless, I was grateful I could do it. When cassette tapes faded out and CDs replaced them, it was bittersweet. Although the sound quality was amazing and you could easily skip tracks, those CD cases were miserable to open and pop out the CD. Not to mention how gingerly you had to handle them, avoiding scratches. Not easy with limited dexterity. On more than one occasion, the CD wound up on the floor. Thankfully, digital music is here. Listening to what you want, when you want, undoubtedly is a big draw. However, for me, it's the fact you don't need to fumble with anything that I love the most. I can simply tell my device to play my favorite tune. Yes, I've moved on from Alvin. How we listen to music is just one facet of technology that evolves to enhance our lives. What are some others? I'd love to reminisce with you. Head to the forums at smanewstoday.com/forums to join the discussion. That's all I have for you today. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good day, everyone. We'll talk again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.